Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for joining Dr. Susan Starler with Thinking Outside the Box. So, we had a wonderful, wonderful patient education lecture last night with Dr. Lucy Postoloff, who was discussing how acupuncture can work to help support an individual who is either going through cancer or has had cancer in the past, or would like to find out earlier how to boost the immune system and protect themselves from possibly expressing a cancer gene. Very, very interesting lecture. We had a wonderful turnout, some great questions, an hour with questions and answers, and it just was a lovely, lovely time. So to wrap it up, what can nutrition do to help with cancer? How can therapies like acupuncture and chiropractic and naturopathic help with somebody who's going through that type of thing? It all goes back to the immune system. How can we best boost the immune system in order to help individuals maintain optimal function so that they don't succumb to things that are in our body all the time? We always have cancer cells in our body all the time. What makes them propagate is usually when the immune system is distracted by something else, causing a decrease in the body's ability to fight these things off, which it does all the time. So if we can keep ourselves healthy, maintain our immunity, and fight this off before it gets to us, then we can help to negate actually obtaining what is the second cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States. And if you have any questions on any of that, or if you have any desire to see either Dr. Postoloff or myself, all you have to do is give us a call and we will direct you along the right path. Today I'm happy to be introducing Ms. Barbara Marquet, who is going to be our guest speaker next month on April 23rd at my office, which is at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 615 in West Los Angeles. And yes, there is free parking in the back after 6 o'clock. The lecture will go from 6 to 8, and I strongly encourage you to come because we are going to be talking about alternative methods for managing and eliminating allergies. Everybody has allergies. These days you hear about it all the time, especially now, and it's so apropos that we're doing this because now we are having, and right now in the middle of, allergy season. So what's an allergy? How do we get them? Well, people have allergies and then people have sensitivities. And I like to make that distinction, although it's all about the immune system reacting. Allergies are typically things that are going to be relatively short-term. You get exposed to something that the immune system has been exposed to before, and the immune system goes, oh, this is something I'm allergic to, if you will. And it will set up an allergy reaction. It could be a sneeze. It could be a runny nose. It could be runny eyes. There's a lot of things it could be. But how do we get them? We get them because they've gone into the system. The body says, oh, this is a foreign invader. I'm going to create a network of white blood cells that are going to help to repel that foreign invader. And then it goes away. But the next time you're exposed to it, what happens is the body says, oh, here's that foreign invader again. And depending on the level of upset to the immune system, it's going to either create runny nose, runny eyes, sneezing, coughing, or anaphylactic shock. And that's basically how the body gets an allergy. But what does an allergy look like for most people? Ms. Marquet, I am so glad to have you with us here today. And hello and welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So I'll ask you again, what does an allergy look like for most people? What is an allergy? What causes it? What goes into the body that says, hey, pay attention, I'm not supposed to be here?
Right. Well, an allergy is something that the body is reacting to, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the body. It's really something that enters into your energetic field. Your energetic field, everyone has an energy field around them. It's about 3 feet like in a bubble. People are like in a bubble 3 feet around. And anything that gets into that space, that energetic space of the person, the body is going to start reading it. Is there danger? Is it, do I like it? Do I not like it? You know, what is it? Or, you know, if you touch something, you can be allergic to things that you touch. Like one of the big things that people are being allergic to these days are plastics and petroleum products. You know, these things are very toxic to the body. Different people deal with them in different ways. Some people are okay with them. So when they get into the system, the body says, oh, this is a toxin, eliminate it. You know, get it out of the body.
No, I
some
totally...
Other people,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Some other people will look at this and say, oh, my God, this is something, this is the enemy. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. I'm freaking out. And the energy channels of the body kind of get tangled up and blocked up. And the body says, what do we do with this? And a really common thing that the body just loves to do with that is go find some fat and put it in the fat.
Got
so
it,
those
got
toxins
it.
Go in there, and until you do some kind of way to flush it out, it's just going to sit there, and your body's going to know it's there with all those little soldiers from your immune system. They're there with their swords out looking for, you know, where's the enemy? Even if it's something that you touched and your body's going to be looking for it, it's not even in your body. If it's something in your energetic field, like another great example of an allergy that a lot of people are having these days is electromagnetic frequency and microwaves, radio frequency, all of these things. That goes kind of right through your body. But if you're allergic to it, you know, you're going to have a hard time, and your immune system is going to be impaired because it's always fighting against this thing that's ever present.
I totally agree with you. And to make it a little more everyday for many, many people, one of the, and I will address the issue of electromagnetic frequencies and plastics and petroleum products and those kinds of allergies as well. But just to make it real for people like the average mom and pop out there, peanuts, for example, can be a very, very strong allergen. And when Barbara, when you're talking about the energetic field, people are sitting there going, what's that all about? Well, think about it. There are whole schools right now who will not allow you to bring peanuts onto campus if there is a child who has a significant allergy, especially if that allergy is so significant that they could potentially go into anaphylactic shock. Now, the peanut needs to be nowhere near or in the immediate vicinity of that child. It can be as far away as a classroom or a block. You could be sharing the same air as somebody who has a bag of peanuts, and the child who is very, very allergic, very, very sensitive, will have a reaction. The same thing happens on planes. They will not serve peanuts on a plane if there is somebody with a known peanut allergy, because it could be very dangerous and life-threatening. So when you're talking about...
Right, and that's in the air.
Right, and when you're talking about something entering somebody's energetic field, well, we are surrounded by air all the time. And in our bodies, we have all these lovely little cells, and every cell has a positive and negative charge. We are just energy beings. Think about it. Positive and negative charges, what do you do when you plug in a plug to a wall socket? It gives you the energy that the computer or the phone or the printer or the microwave or the... I don't know, electric can opener, or the trash compactor, or any lights, anything that you would need to turn it on, it provides that energy. We are just energetic beings. And going to something or attending a function where there is somebody who is very, very sensitive, you're going to have to be prepared not to get your bag of peanuts. And that's just how it goes. And with regard to the petroleum products, and I'm so glad you brought that up because that is so incredibly prevalent today. I actually have a couple of patients who have come into me with what has been diagnosed as contact dermatitis, but I'm telling you, this isn't just contact dermatitis. This is actually allergies that they have inhaled as a result of handling petroleum products, plastic products, those little popcorn things that people use to stuff boxes with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they're
everywhere.
Shipping things that are fragile. They're inhaling mm-hmm. this stuff, and that inhalation of these things goes into the body, sets the immune system on alert, and the next time they are exposed to it, whether they are in the same room with it, or whether they are manually handling it, or whether they're just breathing the fumes, that the body's energetic field is now super sensitized. And I just this morning received new pictures from an existing patient who has horrible, horrible bleeding, oozing rash on her hand, and now it's she had to go back to work, and now it's on her back and her buttocks. And she
Yikes.
Did not touch the products. She had a mask over herself while she was in her store unpacking these things. She was delegating the actual handling to other people, and she still, her system is so sensitized at this point that she is still now breaking out in rashes in different areas of her body. And I told her, honey, we can throw as many supplements and vitamins at this as you want to, but until we remove that excess sensitivity, and by the way, Miss Barbara, I have referred her to you, until we remove this excess sensitivity, it's going to be an uphill battle. So we're throwing the book at her, and that includes me and you.
Okay. Get ready to
so
be thrown.
So what other things? What other things besides peanuts and plastics and electromagnetic frequencies have you run into that can cause allergic reactions to people?
Really common ones that people aren't looking for, really, is car exhaust and smog.
Mm-hmm.
These
right.
are deadly, you know, petroleum distillates. You know, people think of petroleum as the thing that comes at the gas station. But petroleum products are really in everything. They're in building supplies. If I know people that have come to me with terrible allergies every time they walk into IKEA. I guess I'm not allowed to say that. But there's other stores around, you know, big stores, not just
well,
them.
Anytime
but,
you're, right, anytime you approach something that's a processed material, even if it's a press board or wood.
Right, that's what I'm referring to. All these processed materials that work so well in our culture, you know, have an energetic field around them, just like we have around us, and they have particulate matter coming off of them that goes into the air. So that's one of the other things. Another thing is, you know, there's things out there that are called hormone disruptors. Every time you get a receipt, like from the bank or from, you know, a store, the receipts that they give you are coated with a particular kind of plastic. These receipts are made differently than just paper, I mean, which you could also have an allergy to. But these have hormone disruptors. So when you handle a lot of these receipts, every day we're all handling receipts, it goes into your system because you've touched it. You know, what you put on the outside of your body goes into the inside of your body.
Oh, absolutely.
So
it's called transdermal absorption.
Right.
Right through the skin.
Ladies, beware. You know, women and makeup and skin creams and all of that, read the labels really carefully, because if it's not made out of, you know, organic materials, you know, natural materials, all those preservatives that they have to put in, if it's sold commercially, you're going to be getting some of that stuff. It goes on your skin, on your lips, and then it goes right into your bloodstream for
no,
your
absolutely.
Body to decide whether it likes it or not. And most of the time your body will say, oh, what is this we're putting in here? But you may not have a reaction right away. You know, it's going to be an intolerance more than an allergy, like you were just discussing. So it could build up over a few days, and then you may start sneezing or getting diarrhea, joint pains, a rash, itching. Or any of these things can be signs of an allergy. Or
what are some
the
of the
allergy
other,
could happen if, months later.
Right. If I can interrupt, what are some of the other things that you run into with regard to, you know, what does a potential allergen look like? What are some of the things that people might be allergic to that you've run into?
Oh, okay. And it's very sneaky because people say, oh, I can't be allergic to that. Eggs, calcium, vitamin C, B complex.
Wow.
Heavy metals. Gluten, of course, is the big humongous one that's out there.
Huge.
That, you know, gluten, grains, beans, but grains and beans, it's the same thing as just eating spoonfuls and spoonfuls of sugar. It starts turning to sugar right in your mouth. People don't realize how overloading your pancreas and insulin system, eating grains and beans, all these starchy vegetables. So you can develop allergies to that, but gluten is just a big, humongous allergy that people are now becoming aware of. You know, that's found in grains mostly. 2,000 years ago, gluten content in grains was only 30%. Now it's 60% because they've changed the genome. They are making wheat and you know, all these grains to grow shorter, so it's sooner that they can harvest it and sooner that they can make their money off of it. And if you're growing genetically modified grains, that's got other toxins that's not even natural to the grain plant. So, you know, look out for GMO stuff. You should try and
totally agree.
Organically and GMO free as possible.
I absolutely agree with you. I talk about this with patients all day long, and going into the whys of that is actually going to be another topic that we can discuss later. But you know what? We have laid great groundwork here, and for our listening audience, we are going to be continuing this discussion over the next 4 weeks prior to Ms. Marquet actually being a guest lecturer. And to sum up today, what we know is that allergies, what they look like to people, they can be peanuts, they can be grains, it can be sugar, it can also be grasses and dairy and animal dander, bee stings. I personally have a bee allergy.
Bad.
I have to be really careful. And it can look like eggs. It can also look like agave or honey, which are supposed to be the healthy sweeteners. Frankly, it can be your own saliva. You can be allergic to anything. It depends on what has gotten into your body that's creating a disruption. And now, no matter what it is, it will create a problem if you're exposed. And for those people, for example, who are allergic to their own saliva, you're just miserable because you don't know what to do or what to eliminate. I mean, we have saliva. It's constantly being made. So dampening down those allergy reactions is one of the things that Barbara excels at, and I'm proud to say that I work in conjunction with her on a number of patients in order to facilitate their health and get them better faster. And how that's done, that's going to be a topic we'll talk about next week. And Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm going to be so excited to discuss this further when we get together again next Friday. And is there anything you'd like to add before we sign off here today?
Nope, it sounds really exciting. I can't wait to get into how we do all of this.
Great. So once again, put it on your calendar, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be It's going to be Thursday night, April 23rd from 6 to 8 at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615. Please be sure to call and RSVP. The number will be 310-571-1212. Last night we had a full house. Literally half of the people had not RSVP, which was just fine, but we were like scrambling looking for chairs for you. So if you can let us know, we'll have that all ready for you. Make sure there's enough goodies for you to munch on, and make sure you're absolutely taken care of while we talk about alternative solutions for allergy control and elimination. So with that, I will thank you and sign off, and that's Dr. Starler saying, please remember to think outside the box. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye.